Among your greatest accomplishments, Bev, with the help of many others, is seeing the Norfolk and Western 611 steam locomotive restored, put back into use, leading passenger excursions. Now, Bev, are you confident these will continue after your retirement?
We hope so, but we're now, you know, negotiating with Amtrak. We would operate under their umbrella from now on since Norfolk Southern's program has ended. And we're pretty close. We can't really say yes, but we're close enough that we feel really good about it running again. It's an international icon, and people come from everywhere to ride it. So it would be a real sin to not keep it out there.
Hey, now you mentioned Amtrak, and without getting too much into the procedural matters, that would presumably permit you to run excursions in areas and to locations that have not been possible in recent years when Norfolk Southern basically said, run them in and out of Roanoke or Lynchburg, and that's it.
That's basically right. The one question is, with Norfolk Southern being the only major railroad that is allowing steam locomotives on their track, because CSX won't, not even a dead steam locomotive, you have to make sure you don't interfere with Norfolk Southern's freight operations. So I don't think we have quite as free rein as we would like, but I do think that opens up lots of possibilities. The other thing is, similar to what we did on the back of the train coming into Roanoke recently with private cars, we could run private cars across country under the VMT banner to raise money. It wouldn't be behind 611, but you'd still have the opportunity to do things you hadn't done because we have that Amtrak contract.
It does suggest, from what I'm hearing, though, that it is at least possible that the continuation of the 611 steam program as we have known it is not at the moment an assured thing.
That's correct.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it's disappointing. But, you know, it's like anything else. When somebody owns the track that you're operating on, you're really blessed if they let you do it. But they certainly have the right to control their own property. And we hope they'll continue to be lenient enough to let us find a place each year where we can operate. I don't think that's going to mean I really don't think we're not going to operate. The question more at hand is perhaps where we will operate. And because we have run out of Roanoke all 3 years, this market is somewhat saturated. We can't run 611 unless we're able to make money. And so there are a lot of things the museum has to consider before we say, yeah, boy, we're going to do it again.